Although the Bible gives us almost no history of Jesus' upbringing up until the time he was about 30 years old, we can discern several things about him from what it says about him in the scriptures. First of all, we know that he earned a living. He was called a carpenter. Listen to what it says about him. In Mark, the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse, he came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From where has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which was given unto them, that even such mighty works are worked by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judah, Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. You see, Jesus had taken his place in the ordinary world. He was called a tecton, which is a carpenter. The traditional view has been that Jesus had a carpenter shop and he made things like furniture or implements of some kind, farming implements, a yoke, a plow, and those things, and he may have done that. However, that is not all that is implied by the word carpenter. There is another view of how Jesus earned his living, and that is that there was a city being built that began being built when Jesus was about 3 years old. The city's name was Sepphoris, and it was not that far from Nazareth, easy walking distance. And for 3 decades, there was a giant construction project going on as Sepphoris became the leading city in Galilee and the capital of that province, and where Herod took up his residence. Working men go where the work is. Construction men go to where construction is. And carpenters were used in construction. Heavy lifting equipment was made of wood, scaffolding, water lifts, all kinds of buildings. Carpenters also supervise the cutting down of trees and processing them in the proper way for wood. So we see that Jesus was a man who was in construction. That's what I believe his occupation was. That means that he had people working for him and he was working for other people, people that he wanted to please him and people he had to please. That tells me that he had to contend with all the things that we contend with in life when we're trying to earn a living, trying to keep food on the table, trying to keep a roof over our heads. He participated in that with us, and he is not someone that just arrived and somehow there was money in the bank for his family. Evidently, his father had passed away, we assume that, and he was responsible as the oldest child in the family to care for the family and his mother. And perhaps when the other children were grown up, he was able to begin his ministry. But look, Jesus shared in everything we share in, and he understands us and knows us. He knows what you're going through today, and he loves you and gave himself for you. Think of that today. Oh, Jesus, I thank you that you came to be one of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Help me today as I go to work. Help me today as I just live my life out, that I may live it like you lived it. I know I can never be perfect like you, but I know I can follow you and imitate you in the best way I can with the Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.